Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Hey guys, what's going on? I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, and this is reviewaday.ca. And hey guys, hope you guys have had a wonderful E3. Hopefully some of you were on the show floor this past week and saw some really cool stuff. I myself have been keeping myself up in the news. If you check out our prototype episodes we've done over the last week, hopefully you'll gain some insights as well. So guys, what are we going to be talking about on this edition of Review A Day? Well, we're going to take a look at the Nintendo Wii U third-person shooter of Splatoon. And I've been playing this game for a few weeks, wanted to give you sort of my impressions of this very kid-friendly shooter for Nintendo's console. So I guess without any further ado, let's kind of jump into my review of Splatoon on the Wii U. So for gameplay slash storyline, well, the gameplay, it's literally, how would I describe this? It's like a more fun version of paintball. Although, you're not really shooting each other, although you can.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Can do that. It doesn't really affect the outcome of the match, except to slow the other team down from being able to cover the map in ink, which is primarily the multiplayer function of this. But there is a single-player campaign to this, where basically you have to go to this place called Octo Valley and rescue this thing called the Zapfish, which is sort of the Inkopolis's city, which is the main game hub. It's its source of power from Evo Octopus people thing, and you're being led by a weird sea captain guy. Captain Cuttlefish, I think, or something along those lines. And it's pretty much about it. I mean, there is, like, some platforming. You do fight some Mario-style bosses, which is, here, figure out what his weakness and pattern is, repeats, hit him, like, 3, 5, 6 times, whatever, in those weak spots. That's kind of it. However, the single-player mode doesn't have any real impact on the multiplayer, so it's there if you want it. This is primarily a multiplayer online shooter. Not unlike, say, things like, say, Brink or Titanfall or stuff like that. Just no giant mechs, and this one actually works. But yeah, you play a Inkling, a Squid Boy or a Squid Girl. You can have different pieces of gear, which can change your stats as you level up. There's levels currently 1 to 20 right now. The level cap has not been raised yet. And certain pieces of gear will make you swim faster. Your sub-weapon will use less ink. And sub-weapons can include, like, bombs. They can be, like, ink walls, basically. So if you want to block someone from getting into a certain area, they have to cross it or destroy it. And really awesome super weapons, which might be, like, an ink zooka, this tornado wave of, like, ink. Could be something that would detect the location of enemies on a map, sort of thing. And then you have different types of weapons, as I did mention. You've got your typical paint gun. You've got kind of like a sniper rifle. It can do sort of like this Epic Mickey Disney brush thing. You can use a giant paint roller. And each of them has an advantage and a disadvantage. Now, one thing that's really cool, because I waited till this week to do this review, is Nintendo is providing the game with free updates for the lifespan of the game, which includes new maps and weapons. We've gotten a couple weapons so far. We got the Nintendo-style Zapper in it. We got a new sniper rifle-like weapon this week, or it's more like a semi-auto weapon, which, like, burst fires and stuff like that. And that's actually tremendously cool in terms of what they're able to offer you. Now, one of the neat things you can do, too, is, as I mentioned, you played a squid boy, squid girl. You can actually transform into a squid, and you can swim through your color ink super quick. And that's also how you recharge your ammo as well. So it does add a layer of strategic depth. Because if, like, say you spray the stuff up a wall, you can climb up that wall and you can jump off of it. You can also, when you transform into the squid, you can also go through vents and floors that aren't solid. So if there's, like, a grated floor, you can drop right through it. So that's actually a surprising amount of fun. Now, the game controls via the Wii U pad. There are motion controls enabled where you can aim by aiming using the Wii Pad's gyroscope. First off, I'm going to tell you, disable that right away. It is annoying as all hell, and frankly, it kind of lessened my enjoyment. But when you turn that off, and you just play using the traditional Wii Pad, it's actually kind of fun. And the Wii Pad actually serves a purpose here. You can actually look down on the map and see where your other teammates are, and by pressing a teammate's name, you can actually sort of super jump slash teleport to where they are on the map, so if they need help covering an area with ink, you can help them do that, but you can also walk right into ambushes this way. I've actually gotten my ass kicked a number of times by going after to help a teammate, and someone's waiting there with an ink roller, and I get squished. There is no voice chat, so there is no real way to communicate with your teammates, although it's a pretty simple game, so you don't really need it per se, although you can randomly say come on and booyah by pressing up and down on the directional pad after you die, because why not, I guess. I'm trying to think of what else to really kind of tell you. Oh, there's actually kind of a neat option in the beginning, in the hub world. There's this dude hanging out in a back alley. He's kind of like a scumbag, but if you walk up to someone in the hub world and you see their gear they're wearing and you like it, you just walk up to them and press A or something. You can see what they have, and you can go and you can order that gear. It'll cost you a crap ton of money, but the guy in the alleyway can get it for you. So if there's a piece of gear you don't want to wait to unlock, or you haven't gotten so far, he can get it for you. I think the typical price is around 10 grand. That's how much I'm paying for gear right now. I got a really sweet-ass pair of DJ headphones and a really awesome-looking life vest thing so far. So that really kind of covers the gameplay slash storyline mode. To talk about the graphics, which we'll move on to next, this game is ridiculously bright and colorful. It's a Nintendo title, so not entirely unexpected. The inks are all sorts of, like, reds, blues, pinks, purples, greens, orange. I haven't seen white as a color. I haven't seen black. Yeah, like, it's basically, it's a very colorful world. In fact, someone described to me, described the game's color palette as sort of like, think late 90s Western anime meets Nickelodeon slash Double Dare. And you know what? That's not an entirely inaccurate way to describe this game. It's so bright it'll burn out your retinas, but I kind of like that. It's actually kind of part of the game's charm. And the art style for this game, it's kind of cute and cuddly. It's weird how you're these weird inkling creatures. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if you start seeing Squid Boy and Squid Girl cosplay really soon. In fact, actually, I think one of my friends is going to be doing Marie from the game's title screen as a cosplay this year, I think for Fan Expo or maybe Con Bravo. There's not a whole lot to the graphics. I mean, in terms of, like, super depth to them, they work. It looks great. It's really bright. I really enjoy it. To the sound for this game, music, it's very upbeat, very suitable, very short, because each match only lasts just a couple of minutes, like around 3 or 4, maybe a little longer if you're playing in some of the ranked modes, but I'll talk about that a little bit later. Your characters don't speak English. They speak, I guess, what would be the equivalent of Simlish. So it's like, so yeah, you're just kind of making sounds. Your guns all have a distinct sound when they shoot ink. So it's like, or like that. So it works. It's very, very, very kid friendly. When you die, you'll make like a sim scream, like bleh, like that. So I don't know. It's nothing too hard in the ears. The music definitely suits the pace of the online competitive matches. And like I said, it's so short as to not get annoying and not so long as to wish you were hearing more of it. So it kind of hits that perfect balance with it. To move on to the multiplayer / extras here, the fact that Nintendo's providing you with free updates with maps and weapons, that's really cool. However, though, as of this recording, I'm pretty sure there's only like 5 or 6 maps in the game, but they do rotate out. And there's only 2 modes. There's the ranked battle mode, which is kind of like King of the Hill, and Turf War, where basically cover a certain part of the map cover the map as much as you can, and ink. At the end of the match, this cat named Judd will tell you how much of the percentage of the map you've actually covered. So, excuse me. So that's actually kind of nice. In fact, actually, my wife was saying she kind of wonders if you could apply this to actually teaching the show kids percentages. So that's actually kind of interesting to think about that. Splatoon could be used to teach math, in a sense. Once again, I do like the fact that there is updates coming for this, because I think this game, it's a lot of fun. But at the current time, it's really anemic in terms of content. However, though, because the matches are so short, they're only 3 minutes, it's not really that bad of a thing. And what I mean by that is, this isn't a game you're going to sit down and play for 2 or 3 hours at a time. You probably sit down, play maybe half an hour, maybe an hour at most. And sure, you're going to run across the same maps more than a couple of times. But because the matches are so quick, it's really easy to level up quickly. So it's fine to me. It's the perfect shooter for those that have a really small attention span. And it's not as intense as, say, Destiny or Call of Duty. And it's something that's really simple that everybody can enjoy. My wife is not a gamer, and she seems to enjoy watching me play Splatoon, and I think she could probably get into it herself. Because, like I said, kills don't matter. All they do is slow the other team down so your team can gain an advantage, because you've got more players on the field doing ink than, say, they do. So it does show up at the end, but it doesn't really matter. All that matters is how much that you're able to do. I don't think lack of voice really hurts this game, because, like I said, the matches are so short as for you to not really kind of need it. Another thing which I haven't had a chance to test out is there are amiibo support for this game. There's a couple of different ones. There's like Squid Boy, Squid Girl, and the actual Squid. You get some in-game stuff, you get some new missions and some extra gear which are only available through the amiibos, which is probably the most significant amiibo contribution you get outside of costumes for, say, Mario Kart, and maybe some extra items from, say, Hyrule Warriors. So that's kind of nice that they would give you something like that, and it seems like a more, like I said, something a little bit more substantial than what you've been getting kind of previously. So what's my opinion of Splatoon? Do I recommend it or not? I'm going to recommend it for several reasons. One, it's getting constant support from Nintendo. There's actually weekend events called Splatfests, and you may be playing for Team Cats or Team Dogs, but you'll get a free t-shirt out of it for your character in the game. The fact that the player base for this game probably won't drop off. You might be wondering, well, what do I mean by that? I draw the comparison between games like Call of Duty and, say, Destiny. Those games have fluctuating player bases because they're across multiple consoles. The Wii U sits in a very interesting place that it is a dedicated player base because only, it seems like, if you own a Wii U, you're playing the best games for it. You're playing your Smash Bros., you're playing your Mario Kart, and now you're playing Splatoon. So odds are you finding a match is not going to be hard. You're probably only going to be waiting a minute, maybe two, usually a lot less, like 30 seconds between matches. That's kind of nice. So there's always going to be somebody around as long as the game is supported and remains popular. And see, it's really fun. It really is. In fact, I don't see a lot of used copies popping up because a lot of people are going to keep this because it's one of the best games for the system right now. And Nintendo has that advantage because a lot of its first-party titles are really good. I can't think of very many bad ones. So Splatoon for the Wii U definitely gets a recommendation from me. Hopefully I'll see you guys out there and we can splatter each other with ink and, or more likely, hopefully we're on the same team as I'm still trying to level up and get some of the cooler weapons in the game. So guys, until next time, I should be looking at Batman Arkham Knight really soon, and I might be looking at Jurassic Park Lego World at some point too. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dawson. Live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ReviewAday.ca and ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
GEICO presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi! So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit GEICO.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.